And they said, we're going to the zoo. Went down there and asked the policeman. Birmingham didn't have a zoo. Couldn't find one any place.
Well,
the next weekend at Sunday, we went to Atlanta to the zoo. They had one over there. When we'd go down there and they'd play in the park, that would be to eat hamburgers and everything, just have a good time. I don't know whether you remember that or not.
Mm-hmm.
When you were little.
Mm-hmm.
And
what other park did you ever go around here? Like Knock River Falls or anything else like that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. It wasn't built up then, back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'd go to Gunnersville every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And fix a picnic lunch, and we would go out riding
mm-hmm.
on Sunday
mm-hmm.
and stop at the side of the road someplace and eat a picnic lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And such stuff as that.
Mm-hmm. What about holidays?
Holidays, every 4th of July, there was a 6-quart freezer of fresh peach ice cream.
Hmm.
And I'd have, we'd have barbecue or hamburger or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but we would always have the fresh peach ice cream. And Mother Haney told me how to do the peaches. She said, get them where they're dead right. And mash them up with the potato masher and put sugar in them and let them set and dissolve a good while before you put them in the ice cream, and that made good peach ice cream.
Well, what about other holidays?
Oh, Thanksgiving, I would make the fruit cake for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would take all day to make a the old-fashioned fruit cake, because you had to make it, and then the recipe I had, I put it in the pan, and then I would set it down in a dishpan of water,
mm-hmm.
and it would cook that away for several hours, and then about the last 30 minutes it would go in the oven.
Hmm.
So that was the way the fruit cakes were made. My recipe called for it. I haven't made one in years, but that's...
Put it in hot water?
Let it boil.
Oh, let it boil in water?
Set the pan down in the water and let it boil.
Oh, okay.
Boil it cooked that way.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
And then...
Bake it for the last half hour.
Then finish it up in the oven. I don't remember the exact time.
Yeah, I understand.
But that's like it would...
You would do that around Thanksgiving, you said?
That's on Thanksgiving Day. And then finally, y'all... about to watching TV and everybody eating turkey and everything on Thanksgiving Day, and I said I had to start fixing Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, so early on you thought you had time to make your fruit cake, and then we got to
then you got to see what they was eating on television Thanksgiving dinner, and I had to start fixing Thanksgiving dinner.
Up in that time it's just a regular
dinner. Yeah.
What about other holidays?
Well, Christmas, you know, I always had a regular Christmas dinner. I always had coconut cake.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh coconut, buy the coconuts, and grill them myself, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Uh-huh.
And we always had a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, just... Sandra and boy across the street when she was about 6 years old, they was going to watch the New Year come in.
Uh-huh.
Arthur Howard came over there. Arthur. And so when it was almost midnight, they went out and sat down on the steps. And of course the steel plant blew all their whistles and everything. And after 12 o'clock, they come in and they said, did nothing happen.
And they missed it.
No, they thought something was going to take place At that time, when the old year went out and the new year come in, they was expecting something.
So did the steel plant, that was just its normal blowings and whistles that you're talking about then, or was that the...
Oh, New Year's Eve, the steel plant would blow whistles like everything.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And they just missed it.
At midnight. Now, they heard the whistles, but they thought something was going to happen in the sky.
Oh, that would happen. But did Republic ever sponsor any events?
Yes, they had picnics. And the engineering department would have a party out at the clubhouse, which was out close to Glencoe.
Okay.
And me and your dad would go out there to party.
Okay.
And of course they...
That's the engineering department.
Engineering department.
Uh-huh.
And Daddy would... I had a thimble stomach so on my life, so I've never drank much.
Uh-huh.
But I'd let Daddy would drink with his friends, mm-hmm. and I would drive
home.
I'd do the driving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, he wouldn't be affected by it, but it was...
Right. I understand. Any other events that Republic had, or...?
Well, they had some for their men, but, I mean, with little kids, it's hard to go to such...
Mm-hmm.
to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's talk about schools for a little while.
We had neighborhood schools.
Okay.
Oak Park was a good school. And then when we moved to the mountain and stayed 3 months, and I could not get off of that mountain fast enough.
Let's look out, mountain. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it up there.
Why not?
I just didn't like the mountain.
Okay.
But they didn't have any storage hardly up there then.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you done, you had to come to...
Had to get off the mountain to do it.
Get off the mountain to do it, yeah.
Hmm.
So, we didn't... The school had started. So, I had to go every morning and carry Sandra and Lee and Birch to school up there for their... to finish out the Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, then go pick them up every afternoon.
Do you remember where?
So they wouldn't change schools in the middle of a
mm-hmm.
term. Then we moved off of the mountain.
Where'd you go?
To Walnut Street, corner of 9th and Walnut.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right at Halloween, and the kids, they wanted to go back to their old neighborhood to trick and treat.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought apples and put them in a basket and put them out on the front porch. We had a big front porch and put a sign up that says,
help
yourself, take one. They did, but you know they did not take all the apples.
Mm-hmm. So y'all went up to the mountain for the kids to trick or treat.
Mm-hmm. No, we went back out on Hill Avenue. We didn't stay up on the mountain.
That wasn't the neighborhood there.
No.
Yeah.
And, when we lived on Walnut Street, there was a man down, you know, 9th is close to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But on further toward town, there was a man, Mr. Roof, I don't know his last name, but he lived down there, and he had a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids would go down there, and he'd put them on a horse and let them ride it. He had chickens, he had everything down there.
That was downtown then?
Downtown, practically. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did they do that for several years, or was that just a... Because you weren't there...
It was just a couple of years.
Yeah.
But they did that.
I was trying to think of how long... I can remember that I was born while y'all were in that house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
We lived there for about 3 years.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Something like that. I don't remember.
So what about, let's talk more about schools.
Okay, they went to a stripling school, which
uh-huh.
was where the library is now located.
Right.
That was Stripling School.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where they went to school at. And Lee Flunk first grade, or second grade, maybe second grade, I don't know. And she had nosebleed a lot. And the teacher, I got this note. I knew she wasn't going to pass. And I got this note the teacher had written down. Pass on conditions to go to summer school. Well, I called the teacher. And I forget the teacher's name, but I said, I wasn't expecting Lee to pass. She says, oh, Miss Haney, says, I didn't want to put down there that she didn't pass because I was afraid she'd get upset and her nose would start bleeding. So she took the second grade over again. That made her and Butch in the same grade,
mm-hmm.
all through school.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean graduation from high school was rough.
Hmm.
The two graduating the same year with the pictures and
mm-hmm. all the activities.
All the activities.
Hmm.
The expense was terrible.
Hmm. Well, since we're in schools, let me ask you about integration of schools.
Uh-huh.
You know, back in...
Oh, well, you started school at 11th School. 11th Street.
Right.
And they tore down Stripling School, built Stripling School down here.
The new elementary down
here. The new elementary school down here on Cleveland Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And you moved over there during the... and your class was the first class in Gadsden to take to study the new method of arithmetic they had back. Math.
Mm-hmm.
Your class was the first one in Gadsden to take that.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have any trouble in the 60s when basically integration started. I just told all of you to, if anything started, just come home. Not say a word to anybody, but just come home. And I have had help for several years. I had a black lady who helped me.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't the first one I had. They were all when I asked, but this one worked for me for 20 years every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a good friend.
Mm-hmm. So she was working with you during that time, too?
Yeah, she was working with me.
Did you ever talk about it? I mean, I'm just curious.
About
integration or anything?
No, we didn't discuss it. We just talked about the kids, and she had to go into school and pay for her daughter's lunches because she said if she didn't, some kids would take the money away from her.
Okay.
Oh, and when we lived on 11th Street, and they was going to school, well, they didn't have free lunches and all that kind of stuff. I sent money every day to buy another child's lunch. They did have a cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
But I would...
Was there a program for that? Or?
They asked me if I would.
Okay. Hmm.
And then I did buy another child's
lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had mentioned having people helping out here.
Daddy wanted me to have help.
When was that?
Oh, it started back in the 50s.
Okay.
When we lived on South 11th Street, getting help once a week.
Uh-huh.
I had help once every Friday.
Okay.
To help me get the house all cleaned up, all the beds changed, get everything done. And then I had my ironing done, too. I carried it to, I had a lady that I would carry my washing to her, and she would do my ironing.
Mm-hmm.
And we used cloth napkins.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Haney made me cloth napkins out of all different color Indian head linen.
Mm-hmm.
And she fringed the edges.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have oodles of napkins in the wash every week.